Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Have you spent the morning talking to Mark about your Yankee Stadium visit?
No, we haven't gotten into that yet, so I'm sure we will at some point this morning. It was a fun trip other than the game at Army on Saturday, which we'll begin there. And, you know, Joe, it was another game with a lot of mistakes. Vanderbilt had a chance to win in regulation and again in overtime, but just did too many things, really, to do themselves in.
Well, you know, clearly football is a team game, obviously, and you hear that all the time, but the defense has played well enough to win some of these games, and I think I put the Army game in that category, too. You know, they gave up a total of 13 points in regulation, you know, held the Army to a field goal after a turnover, had given them the ball inside the 10, first and goal, got a fumble to stop a drive in the red zone. So the problems right now are clearly lying on the offensive side of the ball. This offense is just not getting it done for whatever reason. And combined with that, 12 penalties at Army. One, a holding penalty that nullified an 81-yard touchdown run by Warren Norman. Another penalty that nullified a touchdown pass that would have given Vanderbilt the lead and quite possibly the win. So you can go back and forth on whether that was a penalty or not. But it did occur and it was called. So the combination of a struggling offense and penalties has just kind of shut down this thing right now, and they have got to. And I don't know how you do it. You keep hearing the words simplify. I don't know how you do that to make this thing get picked up and get any better. I think it's interesting that these penalties, especially, and all these mistakes, you would have expected it would have happened early. It would have been in the early games, but it's actually been in the last three games where most of these mistakes have happened. So I don't know what's changed, but with Georgia coming in, they're going to have to work on it and get things fixed, because this defense, I don't think you can continue to ask this defense to keep teams down as much as they have and expect to win any game.
And Joe, Warren Norman had a good game, almost had a spectacular game, had one touchdown called back, had another one nullified because apparently his knee was on the ground, but he obviously has big play capabilities.
Well, he does, and then I felt so bad for him, because he's going into the end zone with the touchdown in overtime, and he admittedly said he kind of relaxed a little bit because he thought he was going in, and somebody hit him, knocked the ball loose on the one. It rolled out of the end zone for a touchback, and Army got the football. And you hate to see that happen any time, but he was the guy that kept Vanderbilt in the game. That kickoff return, Army had marched downfield, scored a touchdown, and you felt like, wow, the air's out of the balloon for the Commodores. The stadium is rocking. They're all excited. And 14 seconds later, it's a tie game. He's a pretty special player. I thought Zach Stacy played pretty well. A lot of the Stallion formation snaps, he and Warren working together on those, I thought he looked a little better than he did the week before. That ankle's getting a little bit better. But they're going to have to find some kind of consistency in this offense. I thought Larry Smith made a couple of terrific throws on the last drive when Vanderbilt's down.
Yeah, they found it a little bit in the fourth quarter.
They sure did. He made a couple of great throws on third and long, especially. That one to Alex Washington was just a terrific pass on third and double digits, and then another one later to Brandon Barden. They did find a little bit of a rhythm there, and I was kind of hoping that was going to be the carryover. That was going to be the confidence that they got. Fowler putting the field goal in and all those things. They could have won the game in overtime. That all would have carried over. That's all forgotten now with a loss.
Hey, Joe, thanks as always. We'll speak with you again tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.